Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Little Eric Clapton bringing us back. Peter Meyer is our guest. He is our outstanding Brain Trust member who splits his time between Australia and the United States, and we're always glad to have him back on the show when he's in the United States. And Peter, tell us how we can find you online and how we can find your books.
Well, maybe the easiest way online to get to the resource library there is to do the warpspeedgrowth.com, and then you'll take you right to the library site where you can pick up any set of articles you'd like. Just feel free to use them. And
warpspeedgrowth.com. That's the title of one of the books, Warp Speed Growth. Also, Creating and Dominating New Markets, which is still one of my favorite books. Folks, a lot of good stuff there at Peter's website. I hope you go there and use it to your advantage. Thank you for making that available, Peter. Put a bow on. We've been talking about managers learning how to shift their emphasis, their attitude, their practices, their philosophy of management from a controlling philosophy to a governing philosophy. And that's what we've been talking about, folks. And so, as I said, we went to the break. If you're frustrated about where your company is, if you're frustrated about growth, you've got capital, you've got customers, there aren't other structural issues. There's really no reason why you shouldn't be growing at least somewhat. Maybe it's you. Peter, put a bow on this for us.
You did a nice title for an article on Sunday called The Lean Mean Fighting Machine, yesterday's
newsletter.
And I like that, and I'm thinking that fun is part of being lean and mean fighting. You don't do it because
fun.
You're desperate. Fun. We should be having fun in our business. And so the way I put a bow on this, I'd say instead of working from fear, work from fun. Governing helps you have more fun in your business.
Do you think some people have a hard time balancing the idea of being serious about their business and also having fun?
I think some people have lost track of what it means to have fun. And they do it outside their business, but their business is their life. So why would they do it that way? Purely out of training that may not be the best training. You know, you work for large corporations, and fun is not considered to be an appropriate behavior. When you run your own corporation, why shouldn't you set your own standards for behavior? Why not improve the level of the quality of what you're doing to grow more and have more fun?
So you're saying, see, now you're coming back into culture. You're saying that the culture should be one of that people, that's a positive culture, that's one that people enjoy. And I agree with you. I mean, I'm 100% agree with you, because anybody who knows me and who does business with me knows that my standard mantra around here is, if we can't have fun, let's just forget about it. You can be serious about your business, and a good manager and a strict manager, a tough manager, you can do all those things and still have fun. And you know what, Peter? I think at the core of that, it's learning how to not take yourself too seriously. What do you think?
The more you grow and the more you focus on love and supply, the less serious you'll feel about things that might go wrong, and that will help you grow yourself and your business.
Mm-hmm.
That, I think, is a wonderful way to go.
I think you're right, and that's the kind of attitude that really will help you build a positive and healthy culture in your business. And you know what, Peter? One of the things we've talked about this fairly recently with some other folks. That kind of a culture is an ROI creator, isn't it? I mean, it that kind of culture, the customer sees that and feels that and wants to be part of it, and it creates return on investment, doesn't it?
It does. It absolutely does. And that is something we each control without needing to worry about our environment. We govern how much fun and how we build the culture for our business. We govern how happy people are to see us, to spend money with us, and to invest their time with us. We govern that. and why shouldn't we?
And but not only do we govern it, we should be helping our employees have that same attitude and leverage that in the marketplace.
I agree. Because yeah. that's the skill we want to bring into being a manager and an owner.
And folks, you don't have to buy anything to create that. You don't have to borrow any money to create that. You don't have to go back to school to create that. You can just do it yourself. Just change it in your mind and change it in your practices. WarpSpeedGrowth.com. Is that right?
That's correct.
WarpSpeedGrowth.com. That's where you can find Peter's books and all the things that he does, all the articles, the free articles. Be sure to check those out. Hey, Peter, safe travels. Thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Thank you for letting me be with this morning.
Peter Meyer, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be too, but not today. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.